salmon berries line the trail as our group walks toward the Bear Observatory platform, which is about a quarter mile from the trailhead at the mouth of the Annan Lagoon. We try to avoid stepping on bear droppings as we watch bald eagles and gulls sweep down into the rushing Annan Creek. They hunt the thousands of salmon swimming upstream to spawn, just like the bears we intend to see.
We want to be able to show these wonderful resources to the world, because many people will never be able to make it to this very remote place.
That's Tori Hauser, Wrangell's District Ranger for the Forest Service. A few other people are on the Bear Observatory deck when we arrive. Looking directly down the deck, a big black bear stands in the creek fishing. Hauser says today is a big deal for anyone who wants to see the bears at the observatory.
Our camera live stream project went live at 11 o'clock, and we've got it up on the screens here, and folks at home can go on to explore.org and they can look up the bears of the Tongass and see the Annan bears.
Two cameras are currently up. They're positioned on the lower observatory deck for an up-close view of the bears in the creek. The project is a collaboration between the Forest Service and T3 Alliance, where high school students planned and installed the live bear cameras at Annan. It took about 7 months for them to complete this project. But by next spring, they plan on installing two more cameras. Having live cameras in a very remote area is complex. Without electricity, the students had to figure out how to set up an internet connection. They brought in Starlink, solar panels, and a battery system. They also had to figure out how to keep the equipment safe from vandalism. Not necessarily from humans, but from innately curious bears. As of now, the live cameras are on 24/7, but Hauser says they'll most likely be turned off in the winter to preserve the equipment. Plus, there won't be much sunlight for the solar panels.
And also, we think it would be kind of a lot of looking at water in the winter.
Not only water, but there will be a lot of snow, and the bears will be hibernating. Hauser says another big piece of the project is to help researchers and the public better understand the population of black and brown bears. She says it's a great opportunity for citizen science, where the public can voluntarily make observations and add to the research. Annan Wildlife Observatory attracts visitors from all over the globe.
There's so many things special about Annan. One is that it's one of the only places known to have both black and brown bears here. The resources are so rich that they tolerate each other in this small area on the creek. Another thing is that this area has been used for thousands of years, not just by us for tourism.
Tlingit people came here to use this area for thousands of years, and that's why linguist Professor James Crippen is here. He's with McGill University in Montreal, Canada.
So I'm from the basket house Deshitan, Inquan here in Wrangell.
He documents the Tlingit language and helps out with language revitalization efforts.
So I'm here mostly as a member of my community, interested in using the language more. So, you know, seeing the places where we've used and done things and thinking about the names and traditions that are used in these areas.
Crippen says in Tlingit, Annan is spoken as Anon and spelled A-N dot A with a upward hyphen, A-N.
It's a resting place where folks are resting. So idea is here, you can stop here and take a break for a while.
He says it looks like good fishing when we look down at the bears hunting for salmon.
Makes me hungry. I might have gone down there and joined them, go pick up some lunch.
Well, I know one is over there snacking.
Yeah, I think he can keep it. I don't want to argue with him for it.
Two retired bear scientists are also with us. Daniel Chi did research at Annan in the 90s because the Forest Service had questions about managing the tourist attraction.
One of the things we found is it seemed like when a certain number of people were on the observatory, bear activity sort of dropped off.
But that's changed. She says that bear activity is much higher now at the lower falls than in the 90s.
I can't explain that other than it's exciting to see.
One of the other visitors, Bruce Jameson from Ringgold, is guiding other people for a tour company. He says he loves going to Annan.
It's everything. It's the bears and the eagles, and I love bringing people up here and showing our neighborhood.
He says one of the bears he's gotten to recognize is Scuba Sue.
She puts up a show. She dives underneath the water and everything. Yeah, this place is like, I tell everybody, this is like being on the National Geographic Channel or the BBC Nature Channel. It's unreal. Every day is different.
Though the live stream is not National Geographic quality, it's still available for everyone to view online. And who knows, maybe people will start recognizing Scuba Sue and all the other bears at Annan. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.